Well, Yom Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel still dealing with issues of chibur, where two objects or pieces of dough or anything are in contact with each other. If the tful yom, the person who's just waiting for Har Shemesh for nightfall to be totally tahar, touches one piece, is this going to affect the rest of what it's connected to? So, masmer she'achar hakikar, if there is a knob, a projecting little lump of bread that's kind of shaped like a nail. Some people use this as sort of a trademark to show this is my loaf of bread because I cooked up this little protrusion on it. That is behind the kikar, behind the loaf. Or the gargar melach katan, a small piece of salt that stuck to the loaf and got baked with it. Or a burnt crust that is thick as if it were v'charchor pachos mikeetzba. It's less than a finger's breadth, the crust. So it's a very, very thin crust. So Rabbi Yossi Yomer, kol shehu nechal olav, whatever the thickness of the crust, so even if it's more than a ke'etzpa, as long as it's going to be eaten with bread of truma, then as a result, tamein betful yom. Then the tful yom makes the whole thing tamei. Whether he touched the piece of salt and not the loaf, whether he touched the little protrusion, the knob on the back of it, whether he touched this crust, whether it's thin or thicker, doesn't matter. The whole kikar of truma is considered to have been touched by him. Tamein betful yom bein tzarech lomer b'chol tumos. And certainly anything else that was tamei, this would be regarded as a chibur as well. So he passels the entire loaf, and so that's the end of it. No matter what piece of it that he touches, even if it's kind of external, the whole thing becomes passel. Mishnah Dalet, Hatzar Sheba Kikar, if there's a pebble in a truma loaf, the Gargir Melach Gadol, or a very big piece of salt that sticks to it, or the Haturmos, a lupine, a kind of legume that is lodged in this truma loaf, the charchor yeser mikeetzba, or a burnt bread crust that is thicker than a keetzba. So in the last Mishnah, we said that whatever the thickness, even if it was more than a keetzba, but as long as it was eaten with the truma bread. In this case, this is a crust that is thicker than a ke'etzba, and Rabbi Yossi is going to speak up again. Rabbi Yossi, Merkol she'eno nechalimo. Rabbi Yossi says, not the size, because Rabbi Yossi in the previous Mishnah said even more than a ke'etzba. All we're talking about with this Mishnah's crust would be something not eaten with the loaf. You break it off or you tear it off. But he's modifying what the case was in our Mishnah here so that he'll be consistent with the previous Mishnah. So in any case, if any of the above are touched by an avhatuma, even a sheretz itself, tahorim ba'avhatuma, bein tzarech lomer betul yom, then not only they tahor even if a sheretz touches them, because they're not part of the loaf at all, but if it's touched by a tful yom, then it remains tahor and not pasul, because these are not considered part of the truma loaf the way the previous Mishnah's objects were.